Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust at AM 1400, FM 93.3. And our program is brought to you today, as it is each and every weekday, by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. Hi, Miss Dory Potter. How are you?
Good morning. What a beautiful summer morning. I love it.
It is. And things are only going to get hotter with the hot bargains coming up on July 31st.
The last Saturday of July is what we always mark on our calendars, and it's true again this year. One of the most fun days that we have all year long here at the radio station. We all come out there and pass out the bargains to people.
And you know, the bargains are guaranteed.
They are. This is our annual auction. Uh-huh. We've been doing this now, gosh, I don't know, here in Bartlesville probably 26 or 7 years. I've been doing this since I was a little girl because my dad was in the radio business and we did this auction, and this was my summer job, was to help organize and work on the auction.
Oh,
so
boy.
Yes, so I've been doing this over 40 years.
Oh my goodness.
But so it is a passion of mine, something I truly, truly love, and we're talking about the annual KWN auction. I have a really tough job this month. I have to shop.
Oh, well, darn. Gee whiz.
I'm well qualified for this job. I can do it very well. So, but what I do is our salespeople are out talking to a lot of the businesses, and they buy a certain advertising package, and then I go in and buy product from that business. I'm buying brand new merchandise, things that I think you might like, everybody might like. I try not always just my favorites, but I try and, you know, think what other people might like too. And so I buy brand new product from them. If it's a business that if it is a service or something, or it's easier to get maybe a gift certificate, I'll go ahead and purchase gift certificates. So we have brand new merchandise, gift certificates that we're going to be selling away on Saturday, July 31st at the Washington County Fairgrounds, and starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we encourage everybody to come out at 8 o'clock and kind of view the items and look over the gift certificates. We'll have a wall that just has all the different gift certificates listed too, so that you can see the details of what they are. The gift certificates might be for food, they might be for gas, they might be for dog grooming, you know, or something like that. They might be gift certificates for Branson or for Crayola Experience in Dallas. They could be for the Kansas City Zoo in Kansas City, places in Eureka Springs. All over, we have gift certificates, River Sport and stuff in Oklahoma City, gift certificates for all these places. What we do on this board on the wall that you can look at is see some of the details for them, so that you know, okay, this place is actually, maybe it's a Branson show, and the show is a 7:30 show on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so if you know you're going to be in Branson on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and it's a 7:30 show, you might be interested in that one. If you're not, get one of the shows that's every night of the week, you know, or something too. So we do try and give you as much information as we can ahead of time. When you come in the door at the fairgrounds, you walk in and you get a free number. Doesn't cost anything to come to the auction. You just sign up and you get a free number. Why everybody wants to sign up? Because like if couples come up, they say, oh, we just need one number. I'll say, no, both of you sign up because we give free prizes away. So if you're in there twice for it, then you have a better chance to win one of our free prizes. So you want to, that's a secret. You want to sign up with both of you so you have numbers so that you can. Now you can only use one of your auction numbers if you want to. So when you check out, you have one bill under one number and that type of thing. But all of the items that we have, whether it's the gift certificates on the wall or the items that we'll have sitting there that you can look at, we tell you what the retail price is, what we paid for that, you know, because I'm going in now and I'm shopping and I'm buying those items. So we tell you what I paid for them. And then we put on that little card that's sitting next to the item an 80% figure, because it's an auction. He's going to start it at probably, you know, 20, 30% or something like this. And that's what it might go for. Mm-hmm. But if it starts going up, 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 once it hits that 80%, the auctioneer stops the bidding at that point. So you are going to get a guaranteed 20% savings by coming to our auction.
Golly.
Yeah, but a lot of things, but that's why I say, oh, well, 20%, you know, some things it's more or less on. Well, you tell me where you can get gas, or you go to a restaurant and they're going to say right off the top, 20% off. Doesn't happen very often.
No.
Exactly. So this is a way that you can get 20% off. But a lot of the items go for 40, 50, 60% and stuff too. So, you know, you might save a whole lot more. We have a lawnmower. We have one of those zero turn, you know, ones or whatever too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're going to have, you know, that lawnmower. Well, it's kind of sad, but we have one of the final mattresses from Edna Mattress Factory before the fire hit. Mm-hmm. We got the mattress ahead of time. So we do have a mattress from Edna Mattress Factory, and we hope that they'll be able to rebuild. Haven't really heard on what their plans are for that yet, but we do have a mattress from them. I believe it's a queen size one. We're going to have jewelry. We have feed store stuff or whatever. I talk about feed store stuff because that's not one of my shopping expertise, mm-hmm. but I go in there and say, this looks good. So we go ahead and get that. But all kinds of stores that I get to shop at. And so a variety of items. If you'd like to see a preview of some of those items, you can go to our website. And Tina's been taking pictures of things. And
she?
Yep, she posts those there. She's also put some on Facebook, too. But you can see a lot of them on our website. If you go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, over on the right side, there's a little ad, you know, to the right side, let's call it that, for the auction. And so if you click on that, it'll take you to the website where she's got all these pictures and mm-hmm. things too. So it'll give you the details about the auction, and it'll also show you a picture of a lot of the things as well, so you can kind of pre-shop at that point. But if you come out at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, you can pre-shop a little bit too. Mm-hmm. We'll also give you a notepad so you can kind of make some notes. Yeah, I'm interested in this, and I know that the 80% is this, because I would tell you, if it's a really, really, really popular item, sometimes people have done their homework and they know what that 80% max bid is, and they will say max bid 80% or what the figure is and stuff, and they might get it before you even have a chance to. So you
I've
might
seen that a
yes,
couple of
yes,
times.
Yes. If it's a really popular item. Now that doesn't happen all that often on all the items and stuff. Most of the items go, you know, the regular bid, but there's a few of those. So if you're super interested in something, you know, you might kind of want to have that in your hip pocket and know what that is. You get a numbered card when you come in the door, and some people actually will take that numbered card and write on the back of it max, meaning max bid, and they'll just hold it up, max bid, you know, whatever. It's like, okay, you know. And if there's a couple of people going for it that way, it's the auctioneer's discretion as to who they saw first or who, you know, as far as that goes. But it's an auction. It's a whole lot of fun. Our staff is out there. You know, we'll be out there visiting with people, helping people carry their items in and out and this type of thing. So we have a really good time with it and just really enjoy it. So John Nichols is going to be our auctioneer this year. John is from JSN Auctioneering out of Kansas. And so he's coming down to help us.
A lot of fun.
He is. He does a great job. He is a hoot. He is fun. So we're going to have a good time with him too, and just keep things moving and try and, you know, get things, because we've got a lot of items, a lot of stores that are participating again this year, but that's what makes it fun too. And so we have a really good time with that. Let's see, there's something else I thought about that I wanted to tell everybody about as far as that goes. Sign up early, you know, come in early, look at things. You know, if you can't stay the whole morning, that's okay, because, you know, just come as long as you can. There's no reserved seats. Just come on in and get your seat and sit down and enjoy. If you need to head out, you can cash out at any time. You know, you don't have to wait till the end of the auction to cash out. You can cash out with us. If you can't be there right when it starts, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. Just come on in. If, say, you know, you've got a meeting or something the kids have early in the morning, and so you can't come till maybe 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or something like that, come on out. We'll still have plenty going on. And the neat thing that we do too is we do have a lot of these gift certificates that we have multiple items. So for instance, I'll give you an example. One of the shows in Brances, we might actually have 50 tickets for it, okay? Yeah, now that we don't for a lot of them, but for one of them that we do. And so we have 50 tickets for it. Well, as it goes up for auction, say it's regularly a $39 show, and it went for maybe $20 or something, you know, during the auction, then we will sell those to people who are in the crowd and say, whoever got the bid for $20, how many do you want? And he might say, or she might say, I want 4. Okay. And so then he'll look at the person who was bidding against him and say, well, do you want some at that same price? And that person will say, yes, I would like two at that price. So then they get two. And then he'll look around and he'll say, anybody else want some at that same price? And people will raise their hand and say, yeah, I want six of them at that price. And then next one, I want four of them. So we'll kind of distribute those out to people, whoever wants them. But since we had 50 of them to start with, and we only maybe gave out 30 of them during the auction itself, I told you we have that gift certificate board that's on the side of the wall. We'll have another area where we'll put the gift certificates that have been sold that have a price on them, but we still have a few left. And so what I'm saying is, if you have to come late, you can not only participate in what is yet to come for the auction, but the things that we have left over as far as the gift certificate inventory goes from earlier, you still have a chance to purchase those too.
The wall of bargains,
exactly. So you can still get that. So it sounds a little kind of confusing maybe as I'm explaining it to you, but once you come and you see how it works, we've been doing this a long time, it kind of flows.
It is. It's rather seamless.
It just flows, and it's fun, and we have a good time. And you know, one of the best things about it is getting to see all of our friends again there. I mean, there are people we see once a year and we see at the auction, or people that we see at a lot of the remotes that we go to or festivals we go to, and then they're like, hey, gonna see you at the auction again. Oh, yep, it's on the 31st. Come and join us. So we have a good time with that too.
I just got a text. It's from somebody in Illinois wanting to know, hey, Tom, can you get me some barbecue certificate.
Exactly. It sounds like Charlie wants to come on back down and join us for that. So, but no, we have a good time with it. And you might say, well, gosh, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's kind of early. Well, We do that on purpose just because we know people want to have their Saturday to do other things as well. And So we try to get it done, between 9 and noon and all too. I mean, it does take that long to go through a lot of these items. And it might even go to a little bit till 12:30 or so. But we try and get it done for people. So if you have to come and go, that's okay. It works out great. One of the nice things, too, is Crossing Second will be there with their breakfast items, lunch type items and stuff too. So come on out and you can have a snack there too and eat. They've got they do our concessions. So let's just put it that way. And they usually have like cinnamon rolls or that type of thing first thing in the morning. And then as it goes later in the morning, they'll have their barbecue sandwiches and things like that too. So come on out, grab a snack, hang out with us that morning. It is a family affair. It's fun for the whole family. Bring the kids on out too. Just beware because they've kind of fallen in love with some of the toys that are there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Exactly. I want that. Mom, I want that. And some of them don't understand it's an auction. And so, you're bidding against somebody else too. It's like, it's not like I can just buy that for you, sweetheart. You've got to wait and see what it goes for. But anyway, no, a lot of people do bring their kids. Now and then we'll have a dog or a cat or something too, but I don't know. That can get kind of confusing. I don't know if you want to encourage too many pets for it, but it is a fairground, so they're used to that. It's okay. But you can't focus quite as much with your dog or cat. But it has happened. We've just family time. We have a good time. Come out and join us. So.
And again, everything's on the website. You can even take a look at all of our great sponsors too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're putting things up as well.
And I could go through some of the list, but it actually is a pretty long list.
And it's because it's so darn popular darn long. Go to our darn website, darn it.
to be able to find it and all too. But no, we just encourage everybody to join us. There's nothing you really need to do to prepare. I need to do the prayer. Tina, we're working hard on it.
Staff
is working hard on it. We got a lot of preparation for it. But you just come out and bring your credit card, bring your cash, bring your check. We take all three. And we'll even do creative financing. I know we've got some that say, okay, well, here's a $100 bill, and here is a check for $200, and now put the rest on the credit card or whatever.
I've seen that done.
Yeah, we can do that,
we
too.
We can do it.
Yeah, this is a present for them. And some people do. They do their Christmas shopping here. It is a great time to do some early Christmas shopping and get those gifts ahead of time. And where else can you get, gift certificates and save on some of the things that you're going to be buying anyway? Look and Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning. I mean, you're going to be doing some dry cleaning this year. You might as well save, on that. And like I said, the gas and the food and things too. So, come out, join us, have a good time. If you're looking to take a family trip somewhere in the region, we've got a lot of the recreation places, a lot of the entertainment places that are in our region that you can go to and do it at a really affordable price by getting the certificates at the auction for that.
Well, there you go. Now, that's the 31st, Dewey at the fairgrounds. Doors open at 8. Bidding starts at 9.
If somebody doesn't know where the fairgrounds, it's really easy to get to. You just go on Highway 75, and when you see the school,
take a left.
Or if you're coming from the north, take a right. But it's on the the west side of the school there, and you can't miss it. It's kind of a funny shaped building. I'll just say that
it's unique.
It's unique. It's
a
funny shape, exactly. And when you see that, you know you're at the right place.
Oh, indeed. Well, Dory, thank you very much. We're going to have a good time with this. And of course, folks, you've got a couple weeks here to get familiar with some of the things that you might want to get in mind that you'd like to bid on. So please go to our website. That is BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's off to the right-hand side of the page. Mm-hmm. Just click on the link. It's got the little auction guide there. And, you can't miss it. And do a little home study before you start breaking the...
And join us for the fun.
Piggy bank. And join us for the fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty. You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust.